the Buddha's expiation path by Pia Dasi Thera.
Yeah, in that book you read through, he explained to you many aspects of dukkha. So dukkha doesn't mean suffering, unsatisfactoriness, and all those things. Dukkha actually has its deep meaning. Whenever you have attachment, it can bring forth dukkha. So when you encounter certain pleasant experience or something that interests you, then you develop craving, desire, attachment. Although that pleasant sensation that arises, actually no suffering, is a prelude to suffering. That's why dukkha has many, many levels of understanding. Dukkha is a very beautiful Pali word. Whatever that has delusion behind can condition suffering. That's why he said, upadana khandas. When you grasp onto these five aggregates of form and mind, suffering arises. So the five aggregate, even under sankhara, mind state, mental state, there are a lot of pleasant, rather pleasant, still, tranquil, peaceful. If you attach and want it repeated, you suffer. Do you understand? Because you experience it, then you retain through memory, then you look for it, you crave for it. And when you cannot get what you want, you suffer. That's why it doesn't mean when you are afflicted. Dukkha means anything that can lead to suffering when you attach, cling, and grasp. The upadana khandas.